I am delighted, of course, as well all of the locals who were opposed to the granting of a licence at Critch Island for oyster farming. In fact, it was the same minister who granted the licence last year that has now accepted the recommendation of the Aquaculture Licence Appeal Board to refuse the licence. Thousands of submissions were made to the Appeals Board, and they obviously took on board all the genuine concerns of the locals. So it's great news for them, but it's ironic that it's the same minister who granted the licence that accepted the recommendation of the Appeals Board. However, I'm delighted, as are all of those in West Donegal, because the implications of this for tourism would have had serious consequences. And a beautiful beach at entering Critch Island, it would have been an absolute disaster. But it's good news, a good news day for all of the interested parties.
And in terms of future applications, Deputy, is there a chance that other companies and so on could make further applications for a oyster farm there?
I doubt very much. Once there's a record there now, and the Aquaculture Licence Appeal Board has refused this, but I think we have a lot to learn nationally from this, that there should be a new system in place whereby the locals can be informed of these applications. It was very fortunate that we found out at the last minute that this license has been granted. It's only available in the local barracks and in the local paper. Everyone missed it, but thankfully the outcome has been a successful one, and we must learn from this.